afternoon. I'd like to call the House Committee on Resources to order. Let the record reflect that the time is 1:05 p.m. and the date is Friday, February 6, 2004. Let the record also reflect that there is a quorum. The members present are Representative Masick, Representative Lynn, Representative Stepovich, Representative Krutula, Representative Guttenberg, and myself, Representative Dahlstrom. Today's schedule consists of HCR 25, which is being sponsored by Representative Kelly Wolf, who was unable to be here today due to previously scheduled state business that he had. And I understand that we have his staff here. If we'd like to welcome you to the table. Please identify yourself for the record, and we'd love to hear your testimony.
My name is Leona Oberts, and I am staff for Representative Wolf. And Representative Wolf regrets that he cannot be here today before the committee. We do appreciate you hearing his resolution today. And I hope you've had a chance to look in your packet at some of the letters of support that we've received.
We're happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, this is exciting.
We're in a meeting.
Let the record reflect that Representative Gatto has just joined us, and Leona Oberts is here from Representative Wolf's office to give us an update on HCR 25, and so we'll proceed from there.
Representative Masick and Representative Dahlstrom, thank you for having us here, and members of the committee, for looking at this resolution, which is sponsoring Alaska Wild Salmon Week. And we would like to have that be from June the 28th through July the 4th. And we're very proud of our resource in Alaska and the salmon that we have to share, not only here among fellow Alaskans, but worldwide. And this is in support of that, and we'd like to make people more aware of that. Alaska is the largest commercial wild salmon fishery in the world and employs more than 29,000 people. Nearly 95% of all commercially caught salmon in the United States are harvested in Alaska. In the last decade, state salmon harvest totaled more than $4.5 billion, making salmon extremely vital to Alaska's economy. For both visitors and Alaskans, the sport of fishing is one of the most popular activities in the state. Last year, approximately 470,000 resident and non-resident licenses were issued for sport fishing. And at this time, I know that in the last committee there was a question about that number, but that number was verified through our legislative liaison at the Department of Fish and Game, just for the record.
Thank you.
Beyond the importance of commercial and sport fishing, salmon has been a nutritional source for generations of Alaskans and is a large part of the state's heritage. Rich in omega-3 oils, salmon is a healthy food that can help lower cholesterol and reduce the risk of heart disease. House Concurrent Resolution 25 would proclaim June 28th through July 4th, 2004, as Alaska Wild Salmon Week. This proclamation will recognize the salmon industry as a huge part of all Alaskans' lives and raise public awareness of one of Alaska's most important industries by promoting and celebrating the catching and eating of salmon. Thank you.
Thank you. Does the committee have any questions that they would like to ask the presenter pertaining this bill? Representative Guttenberg.
Madam Chair, thank you. On line 8, whereas Alaska wild salmon shall be managed by the maximum sustainable principle, we're looking at the Constitution over here.
What about line 9?
Line 8 and line 9. Sustained yield. The wording in the Constitution doesn't include maximum sustained yield principle. I was wondering if that was a concern sponsor or if.
I don't think that it would be, Representative Dahlstrom, for the chair, to Representative Guttenberg.
I'm wondering if there's been a a delineation in the difference between sustained yield and maximum sustained yield, if that's been a management issue.
I know there's legislation currently to address that issue. I'm not sure in Representative Chenault's HB 396 to prioritize that and to more clearly define that issue. But I think for the purposes of this resolution that it wouldn't be a problem to take that out if you'd like.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a follow-up. It's amazing that we haven't done this before. Thank you.
Representative Gatto.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a clarification, did you want to remove the word maximum?
Well, I'll wait till we get to the discussion and then.
Any further questions?
Sounds like a good one to me.
Okay. Do I hear any motions?
Madam Chair.
Representative Guttenberg?
Yes, on line 8, move that we delete the word maximum. Conform to the constitutional language. Just simply.
Any discussion from the committee on that? Representative Gatto.
I certainly agree. I mean, it's possible to have a maximum sustained yield by sacrificing a whole bunch of other things, and that's certainly not the intent. And so thank you very much. I think that clearly emphasizes a good way to describe what our intent is.
And Ms. Overts, if I understood correctly, you agreed and didn't feel that Representative Wolf would have a problem with that?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you very much. Do we have any further discussion on the bill? See that there is an attached zero fiscal note. And actually, it's not a bill. Let me stand corrected. It's a resolution.
Madam Chair.
That's true.
Representative Masick and then Representative Lynn.
Madam Co-Chair, if you're ready for a motion.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Do we need to move the amendment?
Representative Grunberg.
You're by consent.
Yeah, I moved.
Was there any objection?
I apologize. Was there any objection? I didn't note any.
No.
Thank you.
So, Madam Co-Chair, I move that we move House Concurrent Resolution Number 25 out of Resource Committee, the attached fiscal note, and ask for individual recommendation and unanimous consent.
We're all in agreement?
Yeah,
great. So the House will move Concurrent Resolution Number 25, and we thank you, Leona, for coming and testifying. We appreciate the effort and time you've spent on this bill. Note of business for the committee. Previously, we had discussed bringing up also today House Bill 345, campsite fees, an amendment that was discussed in the meeting last week. In checking the official House committee announcements, I have found that the bill previously heard has not been published as possibly coming up. And so in accordance with keeping with our rules, which we all want to do, we will not hear that today and will not move HB 345 today to that. Is there any other business that any members of the committee wishes to discuss or questions that Representative Guttenberg?
Thank you for returning me to my chair. There's a track worn right to this chair into the room, and I can find it in my.
You are very. We want your comfort is something that's of concern to us.
I think I object to you putting Representative Wolf here as compared to, I mean, Tula. I think that's a cruel and unusual punishment.
Not thank going
you.
There.
Yeah, right.
Right. Okay, thank you. And I'd like to also let you know that next week we'll be hosting two overviews. Monday will be an update on the North Slope activity from the producers. This will be held in conjunction with the Special Committee on Oil and Gas. And on Wednesday, we will be hearing from the Alaska Miners Association. If there's not any other business that we need to bring forward, Representative Guttenberg?
Just to let you know, I'll be in Fairbanks for the Wednesday meeting.
Will you be able to dial in?
I'm not sure what the schedule is for the POMB conference, but...
Okay.
On the same note, I'll be in Fairbanks as well.
Great. If you gentlemen or anyone that's unable to be here could have a representative from your office to bring you the information, that would be wonderful. And with that, it is 1:15, and I'd like to adjourn this meeting.